Welcome to High Plains History. I'm Cindy Talley. Today, I'd like you to meet Virginia Kearns Franz from Guymon, Oklahoma. She was born February 28, 1924, near Grenada, Colorado. But don't call her Jenny, because in her day, that's a female donkey and not something you want to be. We chatted on the phone. She remembers her childhood.
It was a hand-to-mouth existence. My father was a young widower when he and mother married. He had three little kids. So I came along about a year later then. So they had four kids to feed at the beginning of, well, actually, my younger sister had been born by that time too, June, by the time the Depression started. We were raised in a three-room house, and there were seven of us kids. There was mother and dad, and then there was my grandpa on my father's side that lived with us also. So it was a pretty bleak time, and of course with the Depression and the dirt storms too at the same time, it made it much harder for everybody.
Where did everybody sleep?
Two or three to the bed, or three or four if you happened to If you hadn't have one of your little friends over, what, two might sleep at the head of the bed and two might sleep at the foot. But there were beds all over the place.
Virginia describes a typical childhood day.
Well, of course, during school, it was a matter of getting up and eating our breakfast and walking to school. We were 3/4 of a mile from the school across the pastures, and we went to school all day. And my older brother was killed in an accident when I was between the 5th and 6th grade, so I became the family's boy at that time. In the summertime, we had so many neighbors that had moved away because of the dirt storm conditions, and you could walk right over the fences because the dirt had drifted to them so that it was just a matter of a little hill that you walked over. So I herded cows during the summertime, and a lot of times we would just go where there were some weeds growing because there was very little vegetation around and there was no money to buy cattle feed. And so I would herd them down into the dry creek beds, the draws we call them, and herd them there, you know, until evening, and then take them back home.
How did your dad make his living?
He normally was a carpenter. But it was very hard for him to find work there because we live 17 miles northwest of Perryton, Texas. So it was hard for him to find jobs there at the house. Later on, there became oil refineries that they were building down around Dumas. And so he would go down there and work and send money home for mother to buy groceries with for, you know, for his kids, and come home whenever he could. Of course, that left us on the farm with no car at all. We had to send by neighbors if we sent into town for something, but it was amazing how self-sufficient we were because you just didn't depend on running out to the grocery store to get things. You improvised a lot.
They were creative in survival and play.
Our childhood was happy in spite of all of the adversity. My dad was a kid at heart, and he might come home from work just bone tired, but he would get out and play ball with us kids. We would play softball, and we didn't have the regular ball and bat. We had a ball that was made with strings and rubber bands and tied together, and our bat was an old chair leg.
So oh, my goodness.
That was our main thing of playing ball.